saying for your region, it is a fact that, well, the entire state of Indiana is a massive, hardcore, high-level state and a stronghold. Furthermore, you have a deep underground military base there that one former victim of the Satanists in that region, he was forcibly taken to, and he was shown genetically bred monstrosities that they referred to simply as aliens, and he said to his mother after being released, he said, "Mom, one thing I fear more than being terrorized by these Satanists of Indiana are these aliens they're breeding in these deep underground military bases that apparently they plan to bring forth as part of the horror plan of this martial law New World Order takeover." But you see, your Amtrak repair station there in Beech Grove, right outside of Indianapolis, and I have personally been there at 3 a.m. to avoid detection, driving around this facility, according to my personal friend, Al Cuppet, former Pentagon and now lecturer nationwide exposing this satanic New World Order agenda. He went there personally and was able to actually get in and was shown the black guard uniforms of the guards that will be used under the martial law scenario when part of this Amtrak repair facility is used as a termination, a gassing termination facility. They have bricked up one of the buildings, and I saw it with my own eyes, and I have photographs of it in my book, Premonitions of an American Holocaust. They've installed huge exhaust fans on the top and special gas tanks next to them. And according to my Pentagon source, Al Cuppet, he said they will be able to back in 4 big boxcars, prisoner boxcars with shackles, filled with resistors of the New World Order, and begin cranking on the lethal death gas, whether phosphine, phosgene, or something similar, and start the killing process. Now, I went all the way to Jerusalem, Israel, to do further research on this coming American Holocaust under the New World Order and martial law, and I met with a CIA go-between called Michael, a Messianic Jew in Ben Yehuda Square in Jerusalem, and we discussed all of this, and I said, "Well, Michael, what is your CIA contact, and I can't give his name because he's active and it would endanger him, but he's down in Tulsa, Oklahoma." I said, "What does he tell you about this?" I said, "Has he ever talked to you about the Amtrak facility that in part has been retrofitted to be a gassing termination facility there in Beech Grove under martial law?" And he said, "Oh, heck yeah. He talks about that one to us all the time." He said that under martial law, that facility has been geared now to terminate 26,000 political and religious resistors of the New World Order every 24 hours.
Now, Pam, you know making a statement like that may ruffle the feathers of those who are in a very comfortable place, and I'm sure that you've investigated this enough to make these types of statements.
I have investigated this subject, sir, both nationwide and worldwide, and lectured nationwide and worldwide, from Honolulu, Hawaii, to Costa Rica, to Germany, to Jerusalem, Israel, and beyond, and all over the nation. For 8 years now, this has been my full-time assignment from God to investigate, to gather information. I have many, many different sources, including former CIA, who used to work under George Bush Sr., a vivid New World Order supporter and mover-shaker. And what they have sat down and told me face-to-face is nothing less than terrifying, but it also should serve as a wake-up call to the Christians in America and in your fine state of Indiana.
Well, there are some other occultic type of ties here in Indiana. One of those is that the Dalai Lama always seems to like to come here, and I always felt that wherever the Dalai Lama would like to go to is probably a place where the Satanists would like to gather.
Well, this is true, and speaking of Satanists, my own personal friend, whom I dearly love, Elaine Nost of Newcastle, Indiana. She now lives with her daughter and family members with her down in Okeechobee, Florida. But she was the high priestess over Indiana for 17 long, ruthless, bloody years, the controlling satanic high priestess. And
whoa.
During that time, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I said, whoa.
And during that time, oh, she said, I said, "Well, Elaine, how many victims did your covens go through when you were high priestess?" Oh, she said, "Thousands upon thousands." And at least, she said, "At least 6,000 children of Christian origins." I said, "Christian? What do you mean?" She said, "Well, Satan was demanding Christians for human sacrifice, and so we Satanists obliged." She said, "We would stalk the ones he had targeted, we would abduct them, and they would die like all the rest." She said, "And, well," she said, "not all of them. Some of them would have Jesus appear before them as we were leading them out to be sacrificed that evening. And she said they would begin to rejoice and weep and say, Jesus, you've come for me. And she said, and Pamela, just like that, they would be gone. Their spirits would be gone to be with Jesus. We were left with dead, smiling corpses. And our night of fun, meaning brutal rape, torture, and sacrifice and crucifying of these Christians, she said our fun was ruined. She said, nothing made me think more about the greater power of God and Jesus Christ, greater than Satan, than the Christian martyrs that we dealt with quite frequently.